Chapter 10 The Flying Money. Mr. Marvel walked along the road to the next town, carrying the three books and the blue packet. The invisible man walked next to him.
"Don't try to escape from me again, or I'll kill you," said the invisible man.
"I didn't try to escape," protested Mr. Marvel.
"Everything is going wrong," the invisible man said. "Everyone knows my secret. It will be in all the newspapers. Everybody will try to find me. What can I do?"
"I can't help you," said Mr. Marvel. "I think..."
"Shut up, or I'll hit you again. You'll do as I tell you. You're an idiot, but you can help me."
At 10 o'clock the next morning, Mr. Marvel sat in front of a little hotel outside a small town. The books were next to him on the step. He was very nervous. After some time, a man with a newspaper in his hand sat down next to Mr. Marvel and started to talk to him. He was curious about this dirty little vagabond who had three big books. The man pointed to the books.
"You can read about extraordinary things in books," he said, "and in newspapers."
He told Mr. Marvel about the report of the invisible man in the newspaper.
"Does the newspaper say if he has friends?" asked Mr. Marvel anxiously.
"No," answered the man. "One invisible man is sufficient."
All the time that they spoke, Mr. Marvel looked around anxiously, listening for noises, trying to see any movements. Finally, he said in a very quiet voice,
"The fact is, I know things about this invisible man. He..."
Suddenly he shouted in pain.
"What's the matter?"
asked the man.
"Nothing,"
replied Mr. Marvel. He took the books from the step.
"I must go," he said.
"Wait a minute," said the man. "You wanted to tell me about this invisible man. You..."
But Mr. Marvel was already on the road, walking with strange quick steps, as if someone pulled him along.